In 2022, the estimated HIV prevalence for people ages 15 to 49 was 1.9%. However, a survey of female sex workers in Juba found an estimated rate of 37.8%. The prevalence of HIV in the southern states of the Equatorial region is higher than the national average. Persons living with disabilities in Juba say a lack of awareness about HIV/AIDS across the country puts their lives in danger. Visually impaired Rhoda Atanasio, a leader of Women Living with Disabilities in South Sudan, says most women affected by conflict are allegedly trapped into selling sex because of their vulnerability, putting them at risk of contracting HIV or AIDS.
We have a small number of infected people. However, others don't want to reveal themselves. Until last year, we had more than 3 or 4 people who died from HIV. Many people became infected with HIV for several reasons, due to poverty, sometimes due to lack of money. So men trick them with words or money, so they end up having sex without knowing the health condition of the person they are intercourse with.
Catherine Jura is the director of gender in the Ministry of Health. She says conflicts and cultural stereotypes have worsened among vulnerable South Sudanese.
For instance, in times of emergencies, they have no shelters, nobody's there to take care of them, and wherever they go, they are being sodomized, the boys and the ladies are being raped, so they're exposed to much more harm than ordinary people. Because the relatives or the communities even don't tend to take care of the disabled. Mostly they are just left on their own.
Rhoda says HIV or AIDS awareness campaigns are needed to help persons with disability fight HIV/AIDS.
We must be protected by being trained on how to do this. Prevention is important so that we don't find ourselves infected. But if trained on protection, you will be healthy and protect your body.
Emmanuel Monoja is a counselor who works with disabled people. He says HIV/AIDS education should be introduced in schools across South Sudan.
Most of them are not educated and they are just staying at home and they are not open to the society. So to communicate with these people, it becomes difficult. For the hearing impairment, it needs someone who can know sign language. And here we have limited persons who know sign language. And then for those who are hearing, most of them do not go to school, and some of the information that are to be passed to them is supposed to be read, and they are not educated, so education is really very, very important.
Dr. Esterina Novello, the chairperson of the South Sudan HIV/AIDS Commission, called on South Sudanese to know their HIV/AIDS status.
There is a decline in HIV prevalence, which is not what happened in the past. When we started, it was 2.3, but now the ratio has reached to 1.6. This is a better achievement and an achievement for us to brag about. But still, if you go to the Eastern Equatorial State, in Torit, there are some cases, in Yambio, in Awil, in Rumbek, and Malakal, all states in South Sudan.
According to UNAIDS, people with disabilities in South Sudan have limited access to HIV/AIDS information, education, counseling, and healthcare services, including ARVs. The impact of HIV/AIDS on people with disabilities in South Sudan remains unknown. Earlier this week, the U.S. government invested $42 million to support over 87% of the 63,000 South Sudanese currently on HIV treatment. The U.S. embassy in Juba urged the transitional government to use public revenue to strengthen the health system by investing in healthcare facilities, training healthcare workers, and ensuring equitable access to quality care for all. For VOA News, I'm Dennis Logoni reporting from Juba.